There is a South American saying that goes, because the rooster crows, he thinks the sun rises. Sometimes we think things happen because we do something and they're not connected at all. The Lord has free will. There is an old saying in theology that the Lord has ways of saving us theologians haven't thought of. We often proclaim what a great thing it is to be free to choose, to have that freedom of choice. And we know that although we are free to choose everything, not everything that we choose makes us free. Sometimes we become the victims of our choices, because freedom is not a virtue that stands by itself. You have to ask yourself the question, if I am free, what am I free for? It's like a child who has a day off from school and goes, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free. And after 3 months of coronavirus isolation, I'm sure children aren't saying, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free. They're asking the question, now what do I do? This is an important question for each of us, from young children to elderly people. What do I do with the freedom and the gifts that I have been given? How can I use them to even provide comfort or more freedom for other people? God cannot save you, and no one in the world can save you if you refuse to be saved. How often Jesus, when he was about to cure someone, asked them the question, what do you want? Do you believe I can do this? Are you ready for this bit of freedom? Often people say, my life would be happy. My life would be better if only this would be. And in the land of possibilities, there lies a land of illusion. Because what you have now is what you can control. The freedom that is given to you now is the road to your happiness. We can always dream and think about those things that can be. But we are given the opportunity to create our life and the world with what we have. Sometimes when people think about religion, they think it's soft. They think it's weak. If you read the sacred scriptures, did you ever notice how often Jesus defended himself? When they asked him a trick question, should we pay taxes? He says, give me the money. Look at the money. Whose face is on it? Caesar's. Well, give to Caesar's what Caesar's, and look in the mirror at yourself, and give to God what is God's. In other words, live a good life. Give your heart to God, and then everything else will make sense. Or he would make a joke sometimes because people would try to keep every letter of the law but miss the spirit. And he would say, you strain out a gnat, a mosquito, but you swallow a camel. If you can see the fact that Jesus defended himself, even when he was going to Jerusalem, his disciple says, don't go there because Herod wants to kill you. And Jesus replied, you tell that fox. I'll go there if I want to. Religion builds a will of steel, but also a will of responsibility. I have been given a beautiful gift, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, but I have to use it well because not everyone gets the same gifts that I have been given. I can dream about what can be, but I am the dream I choose to become by my choices. May God give us both the wisdom to choose well and the courage to choose often to be the person that we can be. And let the dream become a reality, not simply by luck or by happenstance, but by the choices that I make. I can be in control of my life with God's grace as my foundation if I choose. So choose well and choose often. You create your life, and God will give you the possibility to bring it to life. Christos Voskres.